Water on the wall below the spigot. Not a lot. Not a burst pipe or a flood. Just that particular slow dribble that darkens the siding and stains the concrete pad and gets worse every week if you ignore it. That's what a leaky hose bib looks like from the outside. From the inside. From inside the basement wall where that spigot penetrates. It looks like a wet framing member and the beginning of a mold problem. I've seen both ends of a neglected outdoor faucet leak, and I'm here to tell you the one on the outside is the problem you can see, and the one inside the wall is the problem you're going to find out about 3 years later, when something else goes wrong, and you pull a panel and wonder how long it's been like that. A leaky outdoor spigot is a repair most homeowners put off. Not because it's complicated. It isn't, usually. Because it's awkward. You're outside, crouched against the side of the house, working with tools in a position that wasn't designed for human bodies. And somewhere inside a wall, there is a fitting you cannot see, and a shutoff valve that may or may not be where you think it is, and may or may not actually close. That combination of uncertainty and physical inconvenience is why this repair sits on the list for a year. It shouldn't. Most hose bib leaks are a 30-minute job if you know what you're looking at, where the water is actually coming from. And this is the part where I made my mistake. You shut off the supply before you take anything apart. I did not shut off the supply the first time I tried this repair. The valve was stiff, and I turned it once and thought I felt something give and told myself it was probably close enough. It was not close enough. When I loosened the packing nut to replace the packing washer, the water that was still under pressure behind the valve found the gap I just created and demonstrated with considerable enthusiasm exactly why you do not work on any water fitting that hasn't been fully isolated. The repair that should have taken 20 minutes took 3 hours, included one emergency trip to the hardware store for additional supplies I hadn't brought outside with me, and left a 4-foot section of exterior wall soaked through. I've made worse mistakes, but I've never made that particular mistake twice. So before we talk about what to fix and how to fix it, let's talk about the shutoff valve. On most homes built in the last 40 years, a frost-free hose bib, which is what most outdoor spigots are now, is connected to a supply line that runs through the wall and terminates at a shutoff valve inside the house. In a basement, this valve is usually within a few feet of where the spigot penetrates the foundation wall. In a crawl space, same principle. If you have an older home with a standard outdoor faucet, the shutoff is usually in the same general area. Before you touch anything outside, go find that valve, identify it with certainty, close it fully, and then open the hose bib to bleed the pressure out of the line. That last step, opening the bib to bleed the line, is the one people skip. And skipping it means there is still residual pressure in the pipe between the valve and the spigot, even after the valve is closed. Bleed the line every time. Now let's talk about where the leak is coming from, because outdoor faucet leaks come from two different places, and the fix is different for each. The first is from around the handle, the stem packing area. When you turn the hose bib on, water seeps out from around the base of the handle. This is the most common hose bib leak, and it means the packing material around the stem has worn out. The packing nut sits just behind the handle, usually a hexagonal brass fitting, and inside it is a washer or packing material that creates a seal around the rotating stem. When that material degrades, it no longer seals and water escapes around the handle when the faucet is open. Fix. Replace the packing. Simple. The second is from the spout. Water drips from the end of the faucet, even when it's fully closed. This means the seat washer at the interior end of the stem has worn out and is no longer sealing against the seat when the faucet is shut. Fix. Replace the seat washer. Also simple, but requires removing the entire stem, which means the supply must definitely be shut off and bled, before you start. Let me walk you through both repairs in sequence, because if you're taking the stem out anyway for the seat washer, you might as well inspect the packing at the same time. Start with the shutoff. Closed, confirmed. Hose bib bled. Then take the handle off. Most hose bib handles are held on by a screw at the top or back. Sometimes a Phillips, sometimes a flathead. Occasionally nothing at all, and the handle just pries off. With the handle off, you'll see the packing nut. Use an adjustable wrench or a pair of slip joint pliers to loosen it. Counterclockwise, standard thread. Once the packing nut is off, the stem should come out by turning it counterclockwise by hand. The same direction you'd turn the handle to open the faucet. Take the stem out and look at two things. At the packing nut end, you'll find packing material, either a rubber washer-style piece, a graphite packing, or in older fixtures, a braided soft material. Replace whatever is there with the correct replacement type. At the other end of the stem, the deep end, the end that was inside the wall, is the seat washer, held in place by a brass screw. If the washer is worn, flat, cracked, or compressed unevenly, it's causing your drip. Seat washers are sized, so take the old one with you to the hardware store if you haven't already picked up an assortment kit. This is where the 3-inch piece of rubber hose comes in. When you're reassembling and threading the stem back into the faucet body, the brass threads on the stem need to engage cleanly. No cross-threading, no forcing. The rubber hose piece goes over the stem before you start threading. It gives you a soft grip on the stem while it's in an awkward position against the side of the house. Keeps your hand from slipping on a wet fitting, and lets you feel the threads start to catch without using the full torque of your hand, which is more than you want on those brass threads at the start of engagement. Once the stem is hand tight, use your wrench to snug the packing nut back down. Firm, not torqued. This is not a joint you're trying to crush. You're seating packing material, and over-tightening a packing nut compresses the material past its useful range and makes the handle stiff to operate without actually improving the seal. The handle should turn with smooth resistance when you're done. Not stiff, not loose. The feel of a fitting that is working. Now open the supply valve. Watch the handle base for seepage. If you've done it right, there is none. Open the hose bib fully and watch the spout as you close it. The drip should be gone, not reduced, gone. If water is still seeping around the packing nut, you may need to add one more turn, just a quarter turn at a time. Check, repeat, until it stops. If it won't stop with reasonable tightening, the packing material itself may be the wrong type for your fitting, or may have been installed unevenly. Take the stem back out and look at the seat for the packing. It should be smooth and clean. A damaged seat is less common, but possible on older fixtures. And if that's what you're dealing with, a seat wrench and replacement seat are the next step. Outdoor spigots get ignored until spring, which is when the damage from a slow winter leak becomes obvious. The wall below the bib is discolored. The concrete pad is stained. You've been walking past it for 4 months and telling yourself you'll get to it. Most of the time, it's a 30-minute repair, a few dollars in parts, and the particular satisfaction of a drip that is simply gone when you turn the water back on. What repair on your house has been sitting on the list longest? And is it waiting because it's actually complicated, or because nobody's walked you through where to start?